So, beginning of last week, we were discussing this mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, and we raised, I'd say, four central questions in understanding the mitzvah. The first one is whether the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos is a mitzvah d'oraisa or drabana. Right, so what do we see in terms of who took a side on that question? Rachel, what do we see?
It's a Rambam.
Rambam seems to say it's
Darabanan.
Okay, he says me Devei Sofer.
Yeah.
Fine. So Rambam was on the Darabanan camp. Who else was with him? Did we see anybody?
Smog.
No, Smog was definitely with him. He says me Devei Neviim. Right?
I'm trying to get my notebook.
Okay, who held that it was Daraisa?
I don't know if it's explicit, but Yerim says.
Yeah, Yerim quotes a mitzvah of Onik Shabbos, and he says Daraisa. He says, Halacha Moshe Misinai, and it was only articulated by the Neviim. But the mitzvah goes back to Halacha Moshe Misinai. Okay, so we had the Yireim on the one hand and the Rambam on the other hand. Who else held it was Doraisa?
The Ritva.
The Ritva. Right? The Ritva also said that Onik Shabbos is Doraisa, but he added in one more point, which we'll get to in a second. Then we raise the second question about where Onik Shabbos falls into our general picture of the mitzvah of Shabbos. Right? So we saw the Rambam on one extreme, where Isser Malacha seems to play the main role of mitzvah Shabbos. In the end, he throws in as a drabon on Oneg Shabbos. So I noticed over Yontif that if you look at the way the tour presents Hilchos Shabbos, so what's the very first simon in the tour about Shabbos? Let's do an Aryeh. Simon Reish Mem Beis in the tour.
Yeah. Wait, we just programmed for him. Do you mind? Sorry.
All right, so what do we have? So what does the tour do in Simon Reish Mem Beis? How does he open up his discussion of Shabbos?
With Aseh of Shabbos.
Which Aseh? Reish Mem Beis, tour. This is his first Simon that discusses Mitzvah Shabbos. Garcin Empire Kol Kitzvei, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rabbi Yossi, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Af Nitzel Mishivid Malchios. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Kol Ma'anik Es HaShabbos, Nosnen Lo Mishalos Libo. And he talks a little bit about being Shomer Shabbos. Then he goes on, it's that Kol Mod Kutzik Marim Psachim, that there are some Yamim Tovim where everybody agrees that you have to have Lachem. That you have to have some sort of physical enjoyment. And the Gemara says, everybody agrees that by Shabbos you have to have some sort of oneg. And it quotes the pasuk of a karasal Shabbos oneg.
I'm just taking a chair.
No problem. And then the tour goes on, and he quotes the rest of the Gemaras in Kol Kisvei, which discuss how you're supposed to be mekayim oneg Shabbos. V'garsina nami bahu pirka, bamem anga bedagim gidolim, v'roshe shumin, v'tavshil shaltrajin. So the whole first simon of the tour's discussion of Mitzvah Shabbos is essentially a discussion of Mitzvah Oneg Shabbos. Because he has the exact opposite structure of the Rambam. Rambam has 28 prakim of Isser Malacha, one parak of Kiddush, one parak of Oneg. The tour opens up with Oneg Shabbos. Okay, so maybe it's a different emphasis. Alright, so that's just the second point. So even if you hold, let's say, if there is a Mitzvah d'oraisa of Oneg Shabbos, there's still the question of where Oneg Shabbos falls on your hierarchy of Mitzvah Shabbos. And who is also explicit about this point? In terms of the relationship between Oneg Shabbos and Isser Malacha. And who explicitly said that Oneg Shabbos is only a derivative of Malacha Shabbos? The Ritva. Right, the Ritva on Samech Tesem and Aleph in discussing what's considered Yediyah Shabbos. Okay, so even though the Ritva holds its Doraisa, the Ritva holds its ancillary to Isser Malacha.
Okay.
The third question we posed was, which part of Shabbos does Oneg Shabbos relate to? Do you associate the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos with Isser Malacha, or do you associate Oneg Shabbos with another assay of Shabbos? Right? For example, we saw in the Sefer Mitzvot Katan that the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos is associated with mitzvahs
Kiddush,
not with Isser Malacha. So the smag codified it under Isser Malacha, but the smag codified it under Mitzvah's Kiddush. Okay, so what is the nature of Oneg Shabbos? Where does it Where does it fall? That was our third question. And our fourth question is, what's the definition of Oneg Shabbos? How do you define it? So the Urayim in one extreme seem to say that Oneg Shabbos is a very physical mitzvah. Right? La'aneg es gufa. I think he said it twice in his mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. And similarly, we saw the Rambam who threw in Natash Meshamita as Me'onge HaShabbos. So you're dealing with a very physical Oneg HaGuf. On the other extreme, contrary to Rachel's vituperatives against the Ramban al Torah, right? The Ramban seemed to say that Oneg Shabbos takes a more spiritual definition. Like it's an Oneg B'mitzvah Shabbos. And that's why the Ramban threw in this Leilech El Anavi and La'anig B'darkei Hashem. So it seemed to be this discussion whether Oneg Shabbos is defined by Achila, Shtiya, Tashma Shamita, Oneg Aguf, or whether it's La'anig B'darkei Hashem. Does anybody have the quote of the Ramban? Some of you want to read the...
Sure,
wait, it's Shmos Parakhov probably. That starts with Dibros.
Yeah.
I think it's on the sheet that we had.
Yeah, I know.
One
second. What do you want me to read from?
So where's the Ramban? He quotes the pasuk of Mekras l'Shabbos Oneg l'Kdosh Hashem Mechubad. Do you have it, Gabe? And the Ramban just defines what he sees as Oneg Shabbos.
Yeah. It's a long Ramban.
Yeah, it's a very long one. But it's like a paragraph where he talks about Madu Atolecha Zeilav Hayom.
Yeah. What was it last time?
You got it?
Oh,
okay, so what do you have?
So first, you want to shout Kacho? Kacho Tziva Shinanim Mishim Miyuchad Yibarach Shihud HaNimza Hu HaBore Hu HaMibin V'Hayako Shmi Yachid HaMunah B'Chol Ayla V'Avul
Bo. But then he has like a long thing in the beginning.
Yeah.
And he has a paragraph where he talks about specifically Oneg Shabbos, right?
Yeah.
Avitam L'Kacho. That's how it starts. That's the Ramban here defines v'tam l'kacho, and we'll see there's Ramban l'shitaso in Vayikra also. Ramban defines l'kacho that you have to have a certain perspective on the shvisa of Shabbos. Shetei shvisa be'enenu. So there's a line in there where the Ramban says, "Le'an go b'darkei Hashem, le'an egnafshenu b'darkei Hashem." No.
Yeah.
The last is le'oneg b'nafshenu b'darkei Hashem, and there the Ramban is interpreting the pasuk of Akras l'Shabbos Oneg l'Kdosh Hashem Mechubad. Okay. So it seems like the Isser Melacha is meant to facilitate this Oneg Hashem b'darkei Hamachshava. Now, I'll just point out that there's an interesting discussion between Rashi and Tosos and the Gemara and Shavuos and David Gimel. Let's say somebody is Shobes. Somebody doesn't do Malacha, but they don't not do Malacha because it's Shabbos. I mean, they just happen to be home that day. So are they Mekayim in the midst of Shabbos? The Gemara doesn't discuss it with respect to Shabbos, but the Gemara discusses it with respect to Yom Kippur. On the assumption that Yom Kippur is only Mechaper for people who are doing Tshuva, or for people who are participating in Yom Kippur, so the Gemara says, you might have thought, hey, Yom Kippur is only mechaper for people who are mekayim mikra kodesh. But if someone is not mekayim mikra kodesh on Yom Kippur, so Yom Kippur won't be mechaper for them. So Rashi says, what does it mean someone who's mekayim mikra kodesh? Lo kiblo bibir chosav, lomar mekadesh yisov yom kippurim. Rashi says it means that the person didn't daven the tfilos of Yom Kippur. So maybe if a person didn't daven the tfilos of Yom Kippur, he doesn't get kapara. Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos says you never find that the actual formulation of the tefillos are midoraisa. So it can't be that the Gemara is excluding somebody who didn't daven on Yom Kippur. So what does it mean? What's Mikra Kodesh? Pirish Bekuntra, Shelo Kilu Ala Bibrachos of Lomer Kaddish Yisrael Yom Kippurim. Ein Nira. Shelo Ashkechan Brachos B'Yom HaKippurim De Lahava Doraisa. Right, the Brachos can't be Doraisa. The Nira Lavinu Tam Karo Mikra Kodesh Shemodesh Ebezin Kitshuhu Meshoveth Mimulacha. It means that a person rests on Yom Kippur because he acknowledges that Bezdin determined the day of Yom Kippur, and he rests from Melacha. Why? B'shvil Kiddushas Hayom. Because he knows that it's a holy day. V'lo kro Mikra Kodesh. What's somebody who didn't call it Mikra Kodesh? Eino Shoveth Machmas Kiddushas Hayom Ela Machmas Shemes Atza Lasos Melacha. Somebody who is not calling Yom Kippur Mikra Kodesh is somebody who just doesn't do Melacha because he's lazy. Okay. So you see, according to Tosos, that the definition of Mikra Kodesh is that it defines the Isser Melacha, or it modifies the Isser Melacha. It defines the Isser Melacha. But Stam, if you just show Isser Melacha without acknowledging that it's a function of Mikra Kodesh, then you're not considered to have been Shoves on Yom Kippur, or at least with respect to the Din Tshuva. So maybe that's a similar idea to this Ramban in Alat Torah, where the Ramban is saying that the Isser Melacha is supposed to facilitate a certain perspective on Oneg B'Darkei Hashem and Leches El HaChachamim V'El HaNeviim. So that's just a thought. So we left off with the question of Tainus on Shabbos. What do you do if you want to fast on Shabbos? Okay, so what do we see with respect to this question? So we saw the Rambam. Okay, so the Rambam on the one hand paskin that Oneg Shabbos is going to be a Din Drabanan. It's Midivrei Sofrim. Okay. And yet, the Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos paskin that if somebody takes a Shavua that he's not going to eat on Shabbos, or that he will eat on Shabbos, that's considered a Shavua Shav, because it's a meaningless Shavua. Because it's already a mitzvah that he has to eat, and there's a prohibition to not eat. So, the Achronim, or the Rishonim, already point out the contradiction that if the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos is only a mitzvah drabanan, then why is this considered a shvuah shav? If it's only a drabanan, so then my shvuah should be effective, because now I'm asserting this on myself on a d'oraisa level. So it's not a shvuah shav. I've created a higher level of isser than the one that previously existed. Previously it was a din drabanan, now it's going to be a din d'oraisa. So if Oneg Shabbos is a din drabanan, why does Zaman Paskin that this is considered a shvuah shav mid'oraisa? So who weighed in on this question? We had at least four people who spoke about it. Rashba. The Rashba. Who else? Miri. Some Sofer. Okay, so we'll start with three. So what was the Shoel in the Rashba's question? Or what was his assumption? Tough Chelek Aleph, Simon Tough Reishu Dalet. What? Exactly. The Shoel in the question assumed or wanted to bring a proof that even an Isser Drabanan, or even if something is prohibited on a Drabanan level, so that is included in the Halacha of Shavu Ashav Midaraisa. So if the Rabanan create an Isser Drabanan, so now it's a Shavu Ashav Doraisa to take a Shavu on that thing that's already prohibited Midrabanan. And he tried to bring a couple of proofs. One of his proofs was from this Rambam. Rambam paskins that the shvua on fasting on Shabbos is a shvua shav. It's meaningless. Even though the Rambam paskins that Oneg Shabbos is din drabanan. That was the assumption of the Shoel. So what did the Rashba answer? Gabe, you see it?
I did not see it.
What? It's Chelek Aleph, Simen Tav Reish Yud Dalet in the Rashba. You see it?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you say?
Shavuah can be chal on Yisurim Drabanan.
Okay, so Shavuah can be chal on Yisurim Drabanan. I, what do you do with the Rambam?
So it's not a problem with the Rambam, because he holds out that only Shavuah is Drabanan. That's why,
Rambam holds that it's Drabanan.
Right.
Rambam holds the Shavuah is not chal, it's a Shavuah Shav.
I forgot what to do with him.
So what did the Rashba do with the Rambam? So the Rashba says Rambam held this Doraisa. Did the Rashba say that the Rambam held that Oneg Shabbos is Doraisa?
No, just fast.
Ah, okay. So you have the formulation there?
Which chelik aleph?
Chelik aleph siman tav resh dalet. So notice the Rashba didn't say that oneg Shabbos is daraisa. He said that the prohibition of fasting is daraisa. Right? I think. Okay, if you have it. What's that Gemara in Brachos talking about? What?
Jews are late, you know? We were late leaving Egypt, and then we lost it now for thousands of years.
So what is the, what is, what's the Rashba quoting? So Gemara in Brachos, let's say you leave out Yalav Yavo and benching. So the Gemara says that if there's no chiv to eat, then you don't have to repeat benching if you forgot Yalav Yavo. So for example, on Rosh Chodesh, there's no chiv suda. So if you forget Yalav Yavo, you don't repeat benching. Because there never was itzibay yachil, ibay lo achil. So you never had to mention Yalav Yavo. But on Yontif or Shabbos, where you had to mention Yalav Yavo because there's a chiv suda, right? So therefore, if you forget Yalav Yavo, you have to repeat benching. So wow, you see there's a chiv suda. So first of all, is that a good proof? The proof is from Yalav Yavo, right? Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to say Yalav Yavo because no, you know, if you forget Yalav Yavo, you don't have to repeat benching because no Chiyav Suda. And Yantif and Shabbos is a Chiyav Suda, so if you forget Yalav Yavo, you have to repeat benching. Is that a good proof? That the Chiyav Achila and or the Isser Tanis is Din D'Oraisa on Shabbos or Yantif? I mean, I don't know what you think.
And just because there is a chiyuv seudah doesn't necessarily mean there's an iser d'oraisa to do a tanya. If the tanya overrides it.
Okay, but more than that, how do you know that this chiyuv seudah is d'oraisa?
So,
and Rosh Chodesh is not even a chiyuv seudah midrabanan. How do you know that the chiyuv seudah? The Gemara says if you forget Yalav Yavo, then you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Because it's a chiyuv seudah. But maybe mentioning Yalav Yavo itself is only a din drabanan. Right, the whole formulation of benching is only a din drabanan. So how does that prove that the chiyuv suda is d'oraisa? Maybe it's a chiyuv suda midrabanan. And midrabanan, the chacham said that if you leave out yalav yavos, then you have to repeat benching because this is not the right benching for this day. Is saying hamelech hakadosh on aseres meitshuva din d'oraisa?
The concept of benching is
d'oraisa. The concept of
benching is d'oraisa. To repeat it, if you.
But saying the actual nusach with mentioning me'ein ha'ma'ura, that's a din d'oraisa?
If we're going to make you repeat it and say bracha. Like,
no, because then you just didn't bench. You got the wrong nusach. So if you forget ha'melech ha'kadosh, you say ha'kel ha'kadosh during
aseres
meitshuva.
But you fulfill the mitzvah, the d'oraisa mitzvah of benching.
No, because then kol ha'mishan amim ha'be'ash etavu chachamim, right? So you don't have the right benching. It's like davening musaf for Shabbos on a regular afternoon. Right, but it doesn't tell you necessarily that it's a din d'oraisa. So it's a strange proof of the Rashba. But more than that, notice how the Rashba is not trying to read d'oraisa into oneg Shabbos. He's limiting his argument specifically to the chiyuv achila. So oneg Shabbos may be a din d'rabbanan according to the Rambam. Achila might be d'oraisa. So somebody mentioned last time. Might have been Mikey. Now maybe there's a difference between Oneg Shabbos and Shalosh Sudos. Now the Rambam paskins the halacha of Shalosh Sudos in the context of Oneg Shabbos, and it seems like the Mechayiv, what underwrites the Shalosh Sudos, is Oneg Shabbos. Maybe the Rashba is arguing that really the Chiyuv Sudan Shabbos is Daraisa, whereas the general din of Oneg Shabbos is only din Drabana. Okay, so we'll see. We'll come back to that.
Yeah, I was going to.
No.
That seems like an okay reading of the Rambam and Paraklam, because the Rambam, when he talks about the mitzvah achila, it's much softer. It's achilas basar b'shtiyas ayin b'shabbos oneg gula.
But then he says chayav adam lechol shalosh shabbos.
Oh, it's
chayav lechol shalosh
shabbos. But he has this emanating several lechem, which is asor lezanos.
So it's asor lezanos, and what is it before that? Achilas basar b'shtiyas ayin is halacha about gimel sudos. Right, Chayav Adam Lechol Shalosh Sudos B'Shabbos. So Kuvayt, the Rambam holds that Shelosh Tudos and the Isser Lasanos on a higher level than the general Din Oneg. But it just sounds strange because Rambam classifies all this under Oneg Shabbos. Right?
Well, it's all under the parak of Oneg Shabbos, but presumably there are related halachos, so he kind of like...
Well, what's halacha vav? Halacha vav in the Rambam is Ezo Oneg Shabbos?
Right,
so isn't halacha vav Ezo Oneg Shabbos?
Yeah.
Right, and then all the rest of the halachos there seem to be under Oneg Shabbos. Parak Lamed halacha Aleph says there's covered in Oneg. Halacha Beis is what's covered Shabbos. Halacha vav is what's Oneg Shabbos. And then the next couple of halachas are referring to Oneg. So the Shalosh Sudos is kind of just crammed right in the middle. Rambam says, what's Oneg Shabbos? Talks a little bit about it. Then he says, Gimel Sudos. Then he says, Achilas Basar and Shtias Yayin is me Oneg Shabbos.
Yeah, except that he's explicit when he's saying that something's Oneg Shabbos. Right? In Halacha Eid, he says, Achilas Basar Shtias Yayin Oneg Bula. In Yadalit, he says, Hashri Shamita me Oneg Shabbos.
At Yadalit?
Yeah.
Right, so it's interesting why, but if you're arguing, let's say, look, Halacha, Vav, let's say Ches, Yud Aleph, and Yud Aleph are Oneg Shabbos. But those in between halachos are independent dinim. It's a strange class. Right, but it's a strange scheme. Why are you splitting up Oneg Shabbos, you know, with intermittent halachos that are not related to it?
My other question was, like, is there a model for Oneg Shabbos both having a Chiyuv La'chol and an Isser L'chanos? I mean, like, if it's written...
Say, by having like a chiyuv and an isser, yeah. So we'll see. But I think the Rambam's not clear. It's not clear where Gimel Sudos fall in. I think just the simplest reading is that it's part of chiyuv oneg Shabbos from the scheme, right? But according to the Rashba is clearly trying to say that there's something else going on here. So who else has this subtle distinction between Gimel Sudos and oneg Shabbos in a very different way? Who?
Miri.
Yeah, excellent. The Miri. How so?
It says that...
So where's the Miri?
In Shavuos.
Yes, I think it's the Miri in Chafalef, maybe, in Shavuos. So there, what does the Miri do? It's a very interesting Miri. It's hard to pick apart, but I think he's making a similar distinction to this Rashba.
I don't think it was such a big distinction, but he says that Oneg Shabbat is Derabanan, but Sedat Shushit is an Asmachta. That's basically
what... And then the Miri is true to himself, or the way the Miri is trying to reconcile the Shita Saramba?
The way... I have to save it entirely
again. Okay, so there's the Miri. We have that. I gave it... It's on the Mar Makomo sheets from last time. Rebecca, you have it? Jennifer, you have it? Ayla, do you have the Makoros?
Yeah.
Okay, Shavuos Kapal Alphabet. Alright, you got it. So how did the Miri start off? Okay, so first he says, maybe there's a distinction between two different levels of Drabanans. There are drabbanans that have no basis, let's say, in Nevi'im or Ksuvim, or no basis in Torah, Shebech Sav, and Chumash Chumash Torah. And there are drabbanans that are rooted in some level of Ksuvim or Chumash Chumash Torah, Derech HaSamach. So Oneg Shabbos is the drabbanan, where it's a drabbanan that's rooted in Divrei Nevi'im, across the Shabbos Oneg, and Shalosh Sudos is an Asmachta Midivrei Torah. So it seems like the Miri is distinguishing between Oneg Shabbos and Shalosh Sudos, right? He sees them as two different mechayvim. Okay, so go on. So notice, what did he just quote? He quoted the Gzeir Shav of Tesvav Tesvav. Right, so you don't like that. Why?
We get trouble because it's it's very roundabout that we're learning sukkahs from Pesach and then from sukkahs we're learning all of Yom from sukkahs we're learning Shabbos.
We're learning Shabbos from Yom Tov.
Right.
And that's the jump that Demiri's making, right?
Right.
So fine, let's say that there's a Chiyuv Lechol Suda, there's a Chiyuv Lechol Pas on Yom Tov. So how do you know there's that same Chiyuv Suda Lechol on Shabbos? Is there a din of Oneg Yom Tov? I'm just curious. What? Simchas Yom Tov. Good. So is Simchas Yom Tov the same din as Oneg Shabbos?
Doesn't seem to be.
All right, it's not clear. So we'll have to see. Is the Chiyuv Simcha on Yom Tov? What's the Chiyuv Simcha on Yom Tov?
Basar
V'yayin. Bisman Hazeh, at least. Bisman Shabbos HaMikdash might be a Shlamim, Karban Shlamim. Let's assume it's Basar V'yayin. On Shabbos, the Rambam says it's a Chiyuv Basar V'yayin under Oneg Shabbos. We'll see. Do other Rishonim hold of Achilas Basar V'yayin as a mitzvah on Shabbos? But maybe there's a Chiyuv Suda on Yom Tov, and there's no Chiyuv Suda on Shabbos. Okay, so the Meiri is already learning from Yom Tov to Shabbos. We'll get back to this. Go on.
Alright.
You notice how he's combining the Oneg Shabbos argument with the Shalosh Sudos argument. Right? Oneg Shabbos combined with Gimel Sudos might give you some form of higher Drabanan. Right? Okay. Go on.
Oshu Shamavim Bo Karata Shabbat Oneg.
Oh, I'm sorry, what? Oh?
Vikarata l'shabbat oneg, ba'af al pi shesom gedalia divrei neviim, lo matzinu v'neviim lashon tzivoy.
Yeah, so now you have to distinguish, if you want to see the difference between drabanans that are hinted to in neviim and drabanans that are not in neviim, then why can't some gedalia fall out on Shabbos? Right, why isn't some gedalia considered, if I take a shavua to eat on some gedalia, is that a shavua shav? So the Miri thinks no. Because that's a lower level drabanan, even though it's also hinted at in tzivim. So he's saying, oh, they're now, so even within drabanans that are merumas, and ksuvim, there are those that are merumas belashon tzivoy, and those that are merumas shalo belashon tzivoy. Okay, so go on.
Oba arvav arvaad somot aval shabbat ne'mar ba'o b'karat al shabbat oneg, v'chein mosaf azeh, masha chilato remuza b'torah b'shalo sudot.
And again, right? And in addition to the oneg Shabbos, there's also shalo sudos, which is kind of merumas in the Torah. Okay, so divrei sofrim that are rooted in divrei Torah, then a shvua won't be chal. Okay, so this is mikol makom. This is important. This is the Meiri shita. Until now, he's explaining the Rambam shita. Now the Meiri says, "Mikol makom, anu cholkim al zeh." I don't hold of this whole distinction of different levels of drabanan. So the Meiri says, "I don't hold of what the Rambam wrote in Hilchos Shavuos. If somebody takes a shvua that he's not going to fast on Shabbos, of course the shvua is chal, because that's only din drabanan." So whereas the Meiri labored to explain the Rambam's distinction, that there are these two different levels of drabanans, the Miri himself denies that distinction. Miri himself, he may acknowledge the two levels of drabanan, but it's not relevant to this, to the discussion of Shavua. So according to the Miri, Oneg Shabbos is definitely drabanan. That seemed to be his assumption the entire time. Maybe it's a higher level drabanan that's hinted at in Ksuvim. Maybe Shalosh Sudos either tells you something about Oneg Shabbos, that Oneg Shabbos is quasi daraisa, or Shalosh Sudos is a chiyuv achila b'fnei atzmo. But in any event, the Miri himself holds that that's never going to give you a din d'oraisa or even a higher level drabanan with respect to Shavua. Okay, so the Miri thinks it's drabanan and it has no privileged status whatsoever. For the Rambam, it may have a privileged status. And then it's not clear whether it's a din in Oneg or whether it's a din in Shalosh Sudos. Good? So both the Meiri and the Rashba acknowledge this distinction between the Chiyuv Achila and the general Chiyuv Oneg. Just the Rashba goes a step further, and the Rashba says that maybe the Chiyuv Achila is really a Din D'oraisa. Whereas the Meiri, even within acknowledging the distinction between Shalosh Sudos and Oneg, at best would say that Shalosh Sudos is an Asmachta min HaTorah, but not min HaTorah, and Oneg Shabbos would just be a Drabanon hinted adding Sudan. They both acknowledge the distinction, but they, even within that distinction, they have different conceptions of what the higher level Chiyuv Achila would be. So you have Machlokas. Is there possibly a source in the Torah for Onik Shabbos? What?
The Chasam Sofer.
What does the Chasam Sofer quote?
Is from the fact that Yeshaya is able to quote.
Okay, so he's not saying there's a source in the Torah, right? He's arguing what Aminadav mentioned last week.
Okay.
Right, that Ein Navi Rash L'Chadash Dav Miata, so must be this is hinted at earlier. Let's get the Chasam Sofer quickly. I'll read it. I'm reading from his Chidushim, but he quotes his Chidushim in the Tshuva that I gave you. Haralam Perek Lam Nechol Shabbos Kasav Oneg Shabbos Oneg Shabbos Ukvodo, whom he divvy so for him. The Chzibi, Shaya, the Kosla Shabbos Oneg. The Ain Kavan also Shumi divvy Rabbanon or divvy Kabbalah, Kisim Chaspurim, Elohudo Raisa Mamish, Nemar Balpe, Alachal Moshe Misinai. So this interpretation of the Rambam is not like the Rashba. I mean, the Rashba wanted to say that maybe Zachiv Achila Minatorah. But the Chzam Sofer is going further, and he's not saying that Achila is Minatorah. He's saying all of Oneg Shabbos is Minatorah. It was Nemar Balpe, Alamoshe Misinai. Just Yeshaya made it as an asmachta min haTorah from Divrei Neviim. The im lo tema hachi shehaya halacha Moshe misinai lo hayod navi rasha lechadish davar meyata. Okay, not such a strong question. Ela karcha halacha Moshe misinai hi v'kari le midivrei sofrim kimo kiddushe kesef she mimisan aleihem. It's just like the Rambam writes that kiddushe kesef are midivrei sofrim. Problematic Rambam, there's some problematic yourselves, but the Rambam writes that Kedusha Kesef is Midivrei Sofrim. Well, but everybody agrees that if somebody marries somebody with Kesef or with a ring, which is Bitoras Kesef, that they're married Min HaTorah, and that if the woman is Mizaneh, so you're going to kill her based off this Kedusha Midivrei Sofrim, so clearly Midivrei Sofrim has forced Midoraisa. Now, I mean, other than I, after last week, right, we sat down, we did a search in the Rambam for Midivrei Sofrim. Right, it came up a couple hundred times, maybe. There were a lot of Divrei Sofrim. And most of them seem to be Min HaTorah, Midoraisa ones. Most of them seem to be Drabanan. Then you contrast Midivrei Sofrim with Dvarim Shehei Min HaTorah. Right? There's one exception. Rambam Kiddushei Kesef. Okay, so the Chasam Sofer is pointing to this one Rambam where he talks about Kiddushei Kesef as Divrei Sofrim, which clearly has to have some force Min HaTorah. It says also that whenever the Rambam says Midivrei Sofrim, it means Min HaTorah.
Mean man, or just doesn't mean that it just means it's not directly. I mean, it could be, it is mean something that's not directly in Torah, so it could either be that it has direct status and it's just.
Yeah, but it's clear in most of these cases we were looking at, it was clear the Rambam wasn't saying that these have Doraisa status. Well?
But then what do you do with this?
With the Chasam Sofer?
No, with this Rambam.
Oh, has Rambam Paskin?
No, I'm saying if you think that Midivrei Sofrim is always.
Oh, how do you deal with this Rambam over here by Kedushei Kesef? Well, it's a good question. But it's the outlying case. That's the case that has to be explained. So it could be, I think there's a Girsa issue in that Rambam, whether it's Midivrei Sofrim or not. Or the Rambam could mean that sometimes Divrei Sofrim could refer to Daraisas. Okay. But the Chasam Sofer is making a much stronger point. He's saying the Rambam always means Divrei Sofrim as Daraisa. Unless the Chasam Sofer is saying just these two cases.
I think he's just saying here doesn't. He's just saying it's not unprecedented that he uses Divrei Sofrim to talk about a Daraisa.
I don't know. Maybe. But either way, I'm saying he could always deny his proof from Shavuos by saying something similar to the Meiri, that either Rambam holds that that Drabanans that are hinted at in Ksuvim can't have a Shavuah Chalehem, or that Rambam holds like the Rashba, that there's a Chiyuv Suda min HaTorah, even though the Chiyuv Oneg is only Midrabanan.
Right.
So I'm saying those are two ways of.
Those are alternative ways to get at it.
Right.
Right.
So I'm saying this particular Raya that. The Rambam Paskins and Shavuos that a Shavuos is not Chal doesn't necessarily tell you that it has to be in Daraisa. Then you could present, this will be like the other 99% of the cases of Divrei Sofer.
Right.
As opposed to saying, oh, there are two crazy cases of Divrei Sofer.
Right.
Gabe?
I'll find it for you after Shavuos. Is there anything in the line in the Rambam's
Parashat Mishnayos?
Right. where he says that, like, there were such
a are things that are not mefurish in the Torah.
And it's like, and he says, like, Sarfiyu in each case, like, whether I mean deraisa or derabanan.
Right. But in most cases, the Rambam contrasts it with midivrei Torah and midivrei Sofrim. Like, it was clear that it means derabanan. In a lot of cases, we just, like, skim through a bunch of them. That's a general impression you get. So I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying that here you're saying I have one case where it mamish means daraisa, and Chassam Sofer is saying this is the second case. So we have two other ways of getting out of it. Either way, so Chassam Sofer goes on, and he says, oh, because the din daraisa, mishum hachi pasak harambam, perak alf mechoshvus, tanishba lesanos peshabes, havle shvashav. In contrast to fasting on Chanukah, in contrast to fasting on Purim, fine. V'hainu mishum de inui shabes, iser daraisa. And he goes on. Then he goes on and he distinguishes between Oneg Shabbos and Simchas Yom Tov. So next paragraph. Vida, l'fiyani yastaiti, yesh chiluk bein Shabbos l'Yom Tov. V'Yom Tov mitzvah s'achil d'oraisa, mi v'samachta b'chagecha. Aval ein Oneg mefurish bo. V'ocha v'shosa shalo l'teyavon, nihid lo his'aneg mikamakom mitzvah s'achil l'kiyem. Mash inkin b'Shabbos boi Oneg dafka. So the Chassam Sofer is a clever distinction. On Shabbos, the mitzvah is Oneg. On Yom Tov, the mitzvah is simcha. So let's say I eat on Shabbos, but I'm not happy. I didn't need to eat. I wasn't hungry. When?
You eat.
On Shabbos or Yom Tov?
On Shabbos.
No. So Chassam Sofer thinks the opposite. The mitzvah of Shabbos is not a mitzvah achila. It's a mitzvah of oneg. It's a mitzvah to enjoy it. So the chi of suda subsumed, so this gets back to the Rambam's classification. The mitzvah of achila is only a function of oneg. So if you're not enjoying the achila, so then you haven't been mekayim oneg Shabbos. On Yontif, Chazal interpret v'samachta b'chagecha to mean an achilas basar v'shtiyas yayin. So if you eat basar and you're shosa yayin, even though you're not happy with what happened, or even though you're not enjoying it, so you're mekayim simchas yom tov. So Chassam Sofer uses oneg Shabbos as a chumrah. We'll see why this is interesting when we talk about simchas Shabbos. So Chassam Sofer uses Oneg Shabbos as a chumrah in how you're able to mekayim achila and shtia. We'll see. Most people assume, and we'll see in a second, that most people assume the exact opposite. If anything, Oneg gives you more leeway to say that this is my subjective Oneg, so I don't even need achila and shtia to be yotze. So Chassam Sofer is assuming that it's some sort of qualification on the achila and shtia.
He's still explaining the Rambam here? Or is this his own...
Well, here he just quotes the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, who say, "Asar lecha b'erev yomtov min amincha l'mala, kamo b'erev Shabbos." You're not allowed to eat on erev yomtov. Why? Because you're supposed to eat food with a teavon. You're supposed to be enthusiastic about it. You're supposed to be hungry. So why does he cite Shabbos as the paradigm for yomtov? Because really, the real mitzvah of enjoying the suda, that comes from Shabbos. On yomtov, it's just like, oh, we should do it like you do it on Shabbos. But on yomtov, it's not really necessary. That's like some sofer's deal. Okay. So he's distinguishing between Oneg Shabbos and Simchas Yom Tov, called the Chumrah.
You think it helped? He's able to say that Oneg is the principle and everything else is subsumed because he says it's the Raisa?
Yeah, definitely. That's what he taught, though. Absolutely. Yeah.
But then also, he goes.
And if you thought like the Rashba that, let's say, Oneg is, or that Oneg might be Drabanan, but Achila is the Raisa, then you wouldn't say that the Oneg qualifies how you're supposed to be Mekayim the Achila.
But then back to Joseph's question, he goes on to say that Alkina Mesanik Batanis Yati Yidechal Vas Oneg Shabbos, that you could be Mekayim Oneg Shabbos if, let's say, you have a good time on Shabbos. You do the other things of Oneg, but you don't eat.
Where do you have that?
That is the second paragraph, the first line of the second paragraph.
No, I don't have that in my Chassam Sofer.
Really?
Oh no, I do have it later on. Sorry. Mishum de oneg b'shem furv sorry, but like umas masanik b'tanis b'shabbos v'yikim oneg b'taniso. Oh, that's a nice pshat that he has there. So he has both then. I guess he cuts it both ways.
But then how do you understand the Rambam and Shuas Alpha? then if you do make a shua to fast on Shabbos, it should be chal, because you're not breaking on Shabbos.
Right.
Unless he just explained his own opinion.
Right. Problem. Here's the problem? Sharp question. Chacham Zofar says, both chilukim, he says, Onig Shabbos qualifies the achila. Onig Shabbos is d'oraisa, and therefore you have to misanig in the achila. Chacham Sofer also is trying to answer the Rambam's problem. Then Chacham Sofer has another thing. Chacham Sofer says, if you're misanig on Shabbos, b'tainug, you enjoy the fasting, that's a kim in Onig Shabbos, whereas you can never be mekayim simchas yom tov through fasting. Because Onig Shabbos is a little more subjective. So if your fasting is tanug, then that's your Onig Shabbos. You can never have a subjective achilas basar and shtiyas yayin without actually eating a suda. So you can never say that fasting on Yom Tov is your subjective simchas Yom Tov, because simcha always has to be basar v'yayin. Well, then how come the Rambam can't just say? Well, how come the Rambam can't just say that the shvuah is chal when you say that you're going to fast on Shabbos? Because that's through Oneg Shabbos. So there's never a stira between a Tanis and Oneg. If in this scenario, it's going to be an Oneg Shabbos. So I think I have an answer, but...
I mean, the Rambam doesn't seem to think Oneg is as subjective as that. I mean, I think...
You're saying the Chacham Sofer is wrong.
Yeah, I mean, Chiyuv Shal Shudos, if you view that as part of Oneg, doesn't seem like it's whatever brings you Oneg. It seems like there's a kind of an objective way of achieving Oneg Shabbos.
Okay, but you're just denying the Chacham Sofer.
Yeah.
But he's saying that there's an internal, something's internally inconsistent in the Chacham Sofer.
I think he just introduces the second part with the Amnam, meaning as kind of you started, so like, you don't need to say all that we said at everything, so in the beginning, because and then he goes on to make the distinction between Simcha Yom Tov and Achilat Shabbos. So he's saying, like, meaning, yeah, we could have theoretically said everything we just said, but you don't need to, because we have a distinction between.
What do you mean?
Meaning, I have to like read through the whole thing again, but I think I just remember, like, if my question is the same as Jeremy's, that, like, if, like, separating between Achila, like Onik Shabbos and Achila Shabbos and between there's two distinctions. There's Shabbos and Yom Tov, and there's Achila and Oneg, right?
Yeah, but he's not distinguishing between Achila and Oneg. Chacham Sofer is only distinguishing between Simcha and Oneg. Achila and Oneg was the Meiri, and the Achila and Oneg is the Meiri and the Rashba. Chacham Sofer saying, no, Oneg is one entity. It encompasses Achila. And that's why sometimes you could even do away with the Achila, because it's so subjective. It's just Oneg Shabbos. We'll see this in a second. Let's look at the other Rishonim on Tanis, and I think we can maybe answer Jeremy's question here. So who also offered a similar argument about Tanug? That Tanug could be subjective? Ad kedei kach, that even a Tanis will be considered Oneg Shabbos. Where did that come up? Q, do you see the Gemara in Tanis?
No, I didn't get that.
Q, do you see the Gemara in Tanis? All right, Tanis? Jennifer?
Yeah.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's going on in Tanis?
That was the one.
I'll give you a hint. It's in the Sechas Tanis.
I'll let Jeremy say it. We did it together.
All right, great.
So the Gemara there was talking about the fact that a Tanis Chalom is even on Shabbos that you have to do a Tanis if you have a bad dream.
So in the times of Gemara, if somebody had a specific kind of a bad dream, which implied that you were going to get some sort of punishment for doing some sort of avera, so you had to sit a Tanis Chalom. Do tshuva or to get kapara for whatever was going to happen. So Gemara has a story. Rav Yeshua b'rei de Ravidi, Gemara in Yibez Mibez. Ravidi ikul v'ei Rav Asi, avle igla kilsa, he made from a nice meal. Amor leg, leta umar midi, and it was Shabbos. Why don't you join us for the meal? Amor leg, betanisa yasivna. He said, I'm fasting. Amor leg, the lozif mar, v'lifra, why don't you push off your fast and just finish your fast a different day. Okay, so lots of people who sometimes fast on their wedding days, so if they can't fast, they don't want to fast, they'll fast a different day. Because you could borrow and lend in fasting, the Gemara says. You could push it off one day and substitute it for another day. So he says, no, he says, it's not a regular fast. I'm going to do Tainus Chalomu. I'm fasting because of a dream that I had. Yamarav Abar Machsia, Gamarav Kama Bar Guria, Amarav Yafatanus Chalom Keishlan Ores. And so it's a very good thing to fast and get kapara for the dream. Amarav Chisle Bo Bayomen. It has to be on the same day that you had the dream. Amarav Yosef Afilu B'Shabbes. That if you have a Tanus Chalom, then you could fast, or you should fast even on Shabbos. So Friday night somebody has this dream, Shabbos day they're going to fast. Hi, what about Onik Shabbos?
You have to do another fast.
Oh. So the Gemara says, Maita Kante. It's not clear what Maita Kante is, so what's his tikkun? How's he going to solve the problem? What's the problem?
It's not clear.
Right, it's not clear, but Pashas, the Gemara implicitly is saying, well, how is he going to be Mekayim Onik Shabbos? And the Gemara says, Leisiv Taniso Taniso. So Shabbos he's going to fast. Now he has to get kapara for fasting on Shabbos because Mevatel Onik Shabbos. So he has to fast another day. All right.
So Onik Shabbos, I guess, is continuous throughout the day. Like, it's not just like, oh, I eat Friday night or whatever. I come kind of Onik Shabbos on Friday night.
So it seems. Well, it definitely has, let's say, even if it's not continuous throughout the day, it definitely has a day component. Let's say it that way. So this is very strange. So the Gemara is telling us on the one hand that you're allowed to fast on Shabbos. On the other hand, the Gemara is telling us you need kapara for fasting on Shabbos. What do we think about this? It's very strange.
Is that necessarily the way to read it? Couldn't it be... And I guess maybe this is skipping steps, but Maita Kante for you can't fast on Shabbos.
No, but the Gemara says I feel the Shabbos.
Or is it definitely on Rav Yosef we're talking about? Or could it be on the previous thing?
So it seems. I'm Rabbi Yosef. I feel the Shabbos. I think so.
Yeah.
So what does Rashi say in I feel the Shabbos? Yachol lehisanos kedei sheispat el tzar gufo. Why are you allowed to fast on Shabbos? Lehispat el tzar gufo. What does he mean? What do you think, Aryeh? Yeah, so you're so distressed about this dream, so you're allowed to fast.
I mean, the problem with that is then...
What does that sound like, though? Sound like it's some sort of, like, overriding factor?
It sounds like the fasting itself is oneg for you, because by fasting...
From Rashi?
Yeah.
Well, but then it's a problem with the Gemara if you say that.
Why didn't you takana?
Yeah.
Right? So Rashi's not so clear. Rashi says, Yachol isanos, kedei sheispato tzar gufo. Lots of see what that means. So Q thinks that's a kind of Onik Shabbos, subjective Onik Shabbos.
I'm not sure though, because then that's a problem with the Gemara.
So there's two aspects to Onik Shabbos.
So you're answering Q's question. There are two dinim in Onik Shabbos. What are the two dinim?
The personal Onik.
Subjective component.
Yeah, subjective and the objective.
And the objective. So Rachel thinks there are two dinim in Onik Shabbos. Very nice. So we'll see that in a second. Does anybody else weigh in on this? So we'll see the Ritva and we'll see the Rashba. Let's start with the Rashba because Rashba is a little earlier. So the Rashba doesn't write in Tanis, but the Rashba writes in the parallel Gemara in Brachos. I think it's again Lamed Aleph. So what does the Rashba there say? Anybody have it? Okay, so there's one shaila about whether or not this applies to something that's not a Tanis Chalom. We'll get that in a minute. But let's start with the Rashba. May I have it? It's on the sheets also, no?
Yeah.
I may have it?
Yeah.
Maybe I have it. Got it?
Yeah.
Go for a Q.
My talk on today, I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Tanita Al Danita. Rav Haga Onzal, V'chein Rov HaMfarshim Pershua B'Tanit Chalom. ומשום דאף תעניתו, הרי זה עונג לו יותר מאכילתו, מפני שהוא נבהל וליבו דבר על חלומותיו, וכשיושב עליהם בתענית, ומקווה שתעניתו יפה לחלומו לבטלו, וכדמרינן יפה תענית לחלום איש לנערת, הרי זה מתענג בתעניתו.
זה beautiful Rashba. And Rashba says what Q was saying a moment ago. For this person who had the chalom on Shabbos, what's greater owning Shabbos? To eat a suda and to be distressed and worried about your punishment that was hinted to you in this chalom, or to not eat a suda and begin the tshuva process, or begin the kapara process. So clearly for this person who had a dream, beginning his process of tshuva is a greater onik Shabbos than sitting and eating and worrying about the dream all day. So subjectively, this is his onik Shabbos. Okay, so why do you need Lasik Tanisa Tanisa? He fulfilled onik Shabbos, didn't he?
Not objectively.
What?
Not objective.
So what does
the Rashba
say? This is very strange. Since I didn't fulfill Tanuk Kishar B'nei Adam, okay, so he's assuming that there, like Rachel just said, he's assuming that there are two dinim in Onik Shabbos. There's a subjective Onik Shabbos, and then he doesn't say an objective Onik Shabbos, but an Onik Shabbos of how people generally fulfill it. What?
I think that would also be subjective. It's just two different types. That would also be subjective.
Right, it sounds like there are two different levels of subjective Onik Shabbos. Just there's personal subjective Onik Shabbos, and then there's communal subjective Onik Shabbos. Maybe if my whole community fasted on Shabbos, then I wouldn't have to. What's nafka mina?
It's hopeful.
What?
I don't know. If your entire community decides to fast, like if the Torah, I don't know.
So give me an example.
If the Torah falls, or fine, in like the time. Yeah.
Okay, for rain, or it's even a simpler example. It's in the Ritva at the end. Aseres Me'etshuva. Let's say Shabbos Shuvah, right? Let's say a community has a practice to fast on Aseres Me'etshuvah. So the whole community is doing it. So would you have to leisev tanisa tanisa? Would you have to make up the tanis? Right? Okay. So, very nice Rosh. Does Rosh say anything else?
Yeah.
In piece?
Okay,
so fine. So that's the Rashba's interpretation. Two different levels of Onik Shabbos. You fulfilled some sort of personal subjective Onik Shabbos, but not this communal Onik Shabbos. It's Mechadish that there are these two different levels. What are the Ritva? But either way, at the core of the Rashba's reasoning is that fundamentally Onik Shabbos is subjective, and I could fulfill my personal Onik Shabbos through a Tanis under my circumstances. What are the Ritva? Ritva in Tanis Yubez and Bez, not the Ritva in Brachos.
So he first says the same thing as the Rashba.
First says the same thing as the Rashba, good.
But then he goes on.
Can you read that part actually? I think he has a bit of a different formulation. Does the Ritva say that you're Mekayim Onik Shabbos through fasting? I can just read from where you're going to read.
Well, I was going to read the part after. About the Baal Tzedek Meshi Yitcha Mikol Mitzvah to Onik Shabbos. If Nei Divrei Achalom Shazohi Onik Shabbos Bim Makom Hazeh. Shiu Ayay Bochel Hayam Tzder Gizardino Dachsha Ruchon Nocha Mitzanegad Betanis.
Does the Ritva distinguish between two different kinds of Tanesim?
He does it down when he talks about the difference between if you fast on Shabbos Shuvah. That's a
kind of before Shabbos Shuvah though. Doesn't he distinguish between a Tanis Chalom and a Tanis of when you find yourself, let's say you were overindulgent the last couple of weeks and you decide that you have to abstain a little bit from eating and drinking. So the Ritva says that it depends on the kind of a tanis. If it's a tanis chalom, so then your tanis is not going to be an oneg for you. You have a give? So the Ritva distinguishes between these two different kinds of tanios. If it's a tanis, it's a tanis chalom, then that's considered oneg Shabbos. But let's say it's a tannis that a person just decided that it's time for him to be mezer asa min ayayim. The Rishonim recognize that there are some times when the right thing for a person to do is to abstain from overindulgences. So the Ritva says that latter form of a tannis is never going to be considered oneg Shabbos. Because by definition, the reason why you're abstaining from achila and shtia is because you're overindulging until now. So you feel like you have to pull back a little bit.
But that's when he says shavana tab garmuka, things like that.
Yeah.
Where's that?
So before he says it, because there he's trying to be melamed tzchus.
Right.
No. And if you read the Ritva, read the lines before that, but if you read the Ritva, you'll see the Ritva is a lot more hesitant in expressing the Rashba's svara. The Rashba says carte blanche. A tanis could be oneg. Tanis chalom is oneg Shabbos. The Ritva says maybe that's only a tanis chalom. Because there you're so mitzdar and you're so doeg already. That your oneg Shabbos is to get kapara, but any other kind of a tanis where you just declare a tanis on yourself because you overindulge, that's not oneg Shabbos. That's by definition abstaining from oneg Shabbos. You're pulling back from all forms of oneg. So there you need leisiv tanisa l'tanisa. So there you weren't mekayim oneg Shabbos, but the Torah allows you to fast anyway. Why? Because there's a value in fasting if you overindulged. But there you're mevatel mitzvahs oneg Shabbos. So you have to leishiv tanisa l'tanisa. A tanis chalom, so maybe a tanis chalom, that's a fulfillment of oneg Shabbos. But then he goes on, and he says, you know what? Our minag is to be yoshev tanis l'tanisa even for a tanis chalom. Right? Why? Didn't I just say that you're mekayim oneg Shabbos? So what does he answer? Not like the Rashba. The Rashba says you yoshe tanisa tanisa because you didn't fulfill oneg Shabbos in the same manner that the community fulfills it. But the Ritva says no. You have to be yoshe tanisa tanisa because your avonos were gorim lakach that you had to sin, that you had to be mevatel, you had to fast. So you're not sitting a second tanis because you're mevatel oneg Shabbos. You're sitting a second tanis from the fact that you had to change your nihug on the Shabbos. You're sitting a tanis on the fact that you had to sit a tanis. Shavanosav garmulolikach. But let's say lu yitzur, you have a situation where it wasn't avonos that caused you to fast on Shabbos. So the Ritva says you wouldn't have to be yoshev tanisa tanisa. There's no inherent problem being mevatel this communal oneg. But if your sins cause you to have to change your nihug on Shabbos, so even though now, given your circumstances, this is oneg Shabbos. Nonetheless, the fact that your sins caused it, you have to be Yoshev Tanisa.
Isn't the Tana Chalom itself about thinking about those sins that caused everything?
What?
Isn't the Tana Chalom itself about a kapara for the sins?
Right, but now you're Yoshev Tanis on the fact that
you're saying
your sins caused you to change your form of Oneg Shabbos.
Who cares?
I don't know, it's strange. But why doesn't he just say what the Ritva says? Why doesn't he just say what the Rashba says? Why not just say obviously, right? Because you weren't noheg oneg Shabbos the way everybody else was. Well, the answer is because the Ritva doesn't hold to that communal oneg Shabbos that the Rashba made up. Let me read you one more perspective in the Rishonim. Rabbeinu David, Talmud of the Ramban, in Psachim Samechesim Viz. There, the Gemara says that on every moed there are certain moedim where you have to eat, and Shabbos is one of the times where you have to eat. Karas al Shabbos oneg. Okay, it's a very important source because we'll talk about this next week. But it modifies a little bit what the Rashba and the Meiri were saying. Here the Gemara is quoting the Karas of the Shabbos Oneg as a source that you have to eat something on Shabbos. And not just a general din Oneg. So Rabbeinu David says, well, here the Gemara says you have to eat. The Gemara in Tanis and the Gemara in Brachos and the Gemara in Shabbos say that if you have a Tanis Chalom, you could fast. How do you reconcile the two? Same question as the Ritva and the Rashba. So you know what he says? So first of all he holds that Oneg Shabbos is Doraisa. About the Shabbos Shamur Shakol Modim Bo Debina Nami Lachem Mishum Mekras LeShabbos Oneg. That's a Raya LeDivrei Min HaKasuv Yesh Lanu Lomar Shu Min HaTorah. Since the Gemara brought a Raya from a Pasuk, So I think that it's a din d'oraisa. Very strange. Because the Gemara is bringing a raya from Yeshaya, and he's saying it's a din d'oraisa. Because they're being a David in Pesachim, Samachas, and Beis. We have these stories in the Gemara, though, of people who fasted on Shabbos. So if Onik Shabbos is d'oraisa, how could he ever be fasting? So he says like this. Uchshehetiru his'anos b'shabbos mishum tainus chalom eino heter gamor. It's not a real heter to fast after you saw, if you had a chalom ra. Shari amru diyasif tanisa atanisa. After all, the Gemara says you have to sit a second tanis. Shehu ach letanis chalom api hanachon. Ella, the reason must be, shemakom hinichulo likro mimenu gzardino. Special heter that the Chachamim gave him to have kapara. Mipnei sheyesh lo lidoig harbe al atzmo, because he's going to be sitting and worried about himself. The yedubo, Chazal knew, shelo yeh lo onik sholem ba'osa Shabbos. Chazal knew he won't have any onik Shabbos. The heinichu lo levata mimenu onik Shabbos, kedei sheyivakesh rachamim al atzmo. The achar kach yeshe lo betanis acher. L'chaper olival oneg ha-shabbos shebitel. What did Rabbeinu David just say?
He wasn't mekayim oneg at all.
Excellent. Not like the Ritva, not like the Rashba. He wasn't mekayim oneg Shabbos at all. Aye, it's a din d'oraisa. How can you just suspend a din d'oraisa?
Special case. Where the alternative would have been even worse.
There wasn't going to be oneg Shabbos anyway. Because he had this tanis chalom. He had this chalom, and now he's all upset. He's mitzar u'midayig. So in any event, there's not going to be Oneg Shabbos. So Chazal said, since there's not going to be Oneg Shabbos anyway, so we allow him to fast. But the fast is certainly not going to be a kiyum in Oneg Shabbos. So it's just a heter that Chacham allowed, since there's not going to be any mitzvah Oneg Shabbos anyway, so we allow him to be docha Oneg Shabbos in this case. It's already gone. Therefore, he has to have another tanis to make up for being mevatel mitzvahs onik Shabbos. So whereas the Rashba was willing to say that a tanis chalom is onik Shabbos, the Ritva was a little more hesitant. The Ritva said maybe a tanis chalom is onik Shabbos, but a regular tanis is not onik Shabbos, and that's why only a regular tanis needs to be made up afterwards, or needs to have a tanis letanis though. And even though the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to sit a second tanis even for a tanis chalom, that's not because you're mevatel onik Shabbos. That's just because Avonos were garmulo lekach, that he had to deviate from his normal habit of owning Shabbos. So Ben David goes further and says, you know what? A tanis can never be owning Shabbos. It's a bitul owning Shabbos. The only reason why they allowed it is because in any event, he's already upset and worried over Shabbos. Now, implicit in Rabbeinu David's argument is that owning Shabbos qualifies the achila and the shtia. Because if the achila and shtia was a separate mitzvah. Just Onik Shabbos didn't mean you have to enjoy the food. Onik Shabbos meant eat basar and drink wine. If Onik Shabbos had a formal definition like Simchas Yom Tov had, then you couldn't say that in any event, since he's upset, there's no Onik Shabbos anyway. What do you mean? Have him eat meat and drink wine is Mekayim Onik Shabbos. So Rabbeinu David is assuming that Onik Shabbos qualifies the nature of the Chiyuv Achila and the Chiyuv Shtia on Shabbos.
Just like classic.
Similar to what we saw in the Chasam Sofer. So we'll end here. We'll wrap up our discussion of this Tanis issue and whether or not you can fulfill Onik Shabbos with Tanis and how that relates to Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And then we'll move on to the second half of Onik Shabbos, which is the differences between Onik Shabbos and Simchas Yom Tov, and whether or not Rishonim are already assuming Dinim of Simchas Yom Tov in Hilchos Onik Shabbos. Do we show them see these as opposed themes, like the Chasam Sofer saw them, or do they see Onik Shabbos as teaching us halachos in Simchas Yom Tov, and Simchas Yom Tov teaching us about Onik Shabbos? That's what we'll pick up with on Tuesday, and I'll send out my
recordings. No one said like.